That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Well, Lum unintentionally spent most of his money at the county seat auction sale for 5 cases of hats, which he really didn't want. After the cases were delivered, they turned out to contain not men's hats, as Lum had assumed, but women's hats. And what's worse, the hats were not completed. However, Lum is determined to make some money out of the merchandise. And we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, you know when you eat too fast or eat something that doesn't agree with you, the result often can be acid indigestion. Well, when this happens to you, be wise, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Yes, make sure you'll always have Alka-Seltzer handy by buying 2 packages instead of 1 next time you go into your drugstore. You know, many times the drugstores are closed just when you want Alka-Seltzer's extra fast relief. And you'll find it so convenient to have an extra package with you at home or at work. Alka-Seltzer is extra effective, too, because it contains a dependable analgesic sodium acetyl salicylate to help relieve pain, plus an effective alkalizer which helps reduce gastric hyperacidity. Sparkling effervescent Alka-Seltzer is extra pleasant to take because of its refreshing taste. Now, with all these extra benefits, you'll want to buy 2 packages of Alka-Seltzer, 1 for home and 1 for work. Remember, that extra package in the shop can help to make you feel tip-top. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum back in the feed room down store. Abner is just walking through the doorway.
What in the world are you doing back here in the feed room, Lum?
Oh, my goodness, scared the daylight.
Oh, excuse me. Doggy.
Morning, Abner.
I never even knowed you was here. Here to know is back here, and I thought it was a cat or something.
No, hitch me.
Yeah, I can see it is now. That hat on, it's easy. What are you doing, anyway? Well, you got them long planks on them boxes for and all this junk scattered around here.
I'm fixing this up into a millinery shop.
Military shop?
Millinery shop.
Huh?
This is where I'm going to make women's hats.
Oh, for the land's sakes, Lum. Ain't you give up that idea yet?
Of course not. Why should I give up an idea that's going to make us a fortune?
Fortune? Prattle, prattle.
Well, Abner, we got to do something with all that junk I bought at that auction sale.
Burn it.
It ain't my fault it turned out to be women's hats instead of men's like I thought it was going to be.
Lum, you could have asked them what you was buying before you walked up there and paid them the money.
Well, they said hats, and I just taken it for granted they was men's.
Yeah, wouldn't even be so bad if they'd actually been women's hats. But they ain't even that. All you got here is veils and feathers and junk to make them out of.
Well, just twixt me and you, Abner, I'm glad that's what they turned out to be.
Glad?
Why, sure. This way we can make them up ourselves and get twice as much money for them. 3 times, maybe.
I don't see how you figure that, Mom.
Well, this makes them exclusive models.
Exclusive?
Yeah. That means there ain't no other hat like it in the whole world.
Well, more than likely be that all right time you get done with them.
That's what I mean. And that's what women are willing to pay big money for.
There.
Now, you take men folks, why, they always try to dress like one another.
Yeah.
But women don't want to wear nothing that looks like anything any other woman's wearing. Don't ask me why. That's just the way it is. But anyway, that's how we're going to make our fortune, selling exclusive models.
We are, huh?
Yes, sir. Bet your last dollar we're.
No, you bet your it. I'll keep mine.
See, I'm practical all set up here to go into business. I've been here since about 6 o'clock this morning fixing things up.
Well, now, Lon, this just be honest. Do you figure you can actually make women's hats?
Why, sure. There ain't nothing to it. See these long planks? This is my work table.
Oh.
And I got this hat junk sort of scattered along there on a kind of assembly line base.
Like the head over at the war plant?
That's just what gave me the idea.
Well.
Now, look here. In this pile's the brims. And here's the crown. And here's the ribbons. And there's feathers. And there's flowers. That last stack there is just doodads.
Doodad.
Yeah, all I do is just walk along, grab a brim and a crown and a ribbon and a feather and glue them together. Slap on a flower and a doodad and hang a veil on it. You got it. Exclusive model.
Is that the way they make hats?
Well, that's the way I'm going to make them.
Well, I thought you said they was all going to be different. The way you're doing, it sounds to me like they're all going to come out alike.
Oh, no, I'll mix them up. feathers on some, flowers on others.
Doodads on others.
And every once in a while, I'm going to shut my eyes and make up an extra good one.
Well, I don't know.
Feel around and grab the first thing I come to.
I don't believe you'll ever get the women folks around here to buy them things after you get them made.
Well, I don't know why not. After the hats I seen the women wearing at church yesterday, they'll wear anything. I know that.
Well, I'll admit they do wear some of the outlandishest things I ever seen in my life.
Of course they do. And the worse looking they are, the better the women like them.
They must.
That's the way the feminine-female mind works, I reckon. That is, if it works at all.
Well, I'll admit you're right there, yeah.
And the more terrible looking a hat is, the more women are willing to pay for it.
There, huh?
Now, Grannies, I know good and well I can make them look just as bad as anybody. Worse, even.
Yeah, well, when you put it that way, I reckon maybe you can make a success out of yourself in this business.
Oh, I know I can. I'll make hats that's outlandish. Women will be proud to wear them.
Well?
To be fighting over them.
Huh.
Don't know why I never thought of going into this business a long time ago. Could have been retired by now.
I still ain't you sure that women are going to buy hats made by you, though, Lon.
Well, you just wait and see. I'll let you in on a little secret. Miss Emmeline's going to be the first to wear one of them.
How do you know?
Of course, I'm going to give her one for a present.
Oh.
I'm going to start right now and make the out-cappinest one hat you ever seen in your life. You got to get it done right away so she can wear it to the Boating and Mandolin Club's annual pig roast.
Well, that'd be nice, but I don't see what you want to get her fancied up for. Didn't you say that Frank Foster's going to take her?
No, I just said I knowed he was aiming on asking her.
Oh.
But I figure if I give her this new hat, she'll turn him down and go with me. She won't even know he's alive.
Well, I don't know whether that'll work or not, Lon. You might be able to make the hat, but I doubt if Miss Emmeline will wear it.
Why do you keep saying that for her? Why do you think that women folks won't wear these hats I'm going to make?
Because you're a man, that's why. They don't want to wear none that's made by a man. That's woman's work.
Well, now, that just shows how much you know about this, Abner. Most of the famous big hat designers is men folks.
That I doubt.
Well, it's the truth. I read all about it in an article in a magazine.
It said that men actually made women's hats.
Yes, sir. Huh. Give the names of a whole batch of them. Can't recollect them offhand.
One of them
was Fred John, or John Fred, maybe it was. Then there's another, and I think his name was Willie Dashade.
Willie?
I think that's what it was. Then there's another, and Mr. Scalp Relly.
Scalp Relly?
Something like that.
Oh, he does need a hat. How did it happen? He ever run in with the Indian, try to sell him one of his hats?
No, that was just his name. He wasn't actual scalp.
Oh.
I don't think.
Good.
Besides, he's a Frenchman, and I don't believe many Indians gets over to France.
No, I don't reckon them canoes will hold up for a long trip like that. Is all these fellas Frenchmen?
No, I don't know. I think most of the others is, though. Seems like the hats sell for higher prices if they're designed by a Frenchman.
They do, huh?
Yeah. You know, I was just thinking, it might be a good idea if I could change my name up to where it sounds sort of Frenchmanish.
Like what?
Oh, I don't know. Ain't hit on nothing good yet.
Scalped Edwards?
Oh, no, it don't sound French.
Oh.
Not with that Edwards on there.
Well, leave it off, Ann. It's just scalped.
Oh, no. It's got to be something more like Pierre or Garcia or Manuel or Lafayette.
Yeah, that's good. Lafayette Edwards. That's a good name for
you. No, that don't sound just right. I'd like to get a law in it.
Like to get a what in it?
Law. Law, you know, like that fella named Viva La France.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's see. How about L'Homme à la Mode?
Oh, no, that's for pie.
I'll make it pie à la mode. Or no, that wouldn't work, no.
No.
Pierre à la Mode. How's that?
You better let me figure this out for myself.
L'Homme, I'm just trying to help you is what
I'm
doing.
Yeah, well, I'll get it myself. See you here. There's Antoine.
Where?
I mean, that's a French name,
oh,
Antoine.
Oh, thought he's going by.
And then Jackass is always good.
Well, you don't want to go around calling yourself a donkey.
I said Jackass.
I heard you.
That's the French word for Jack.
Oh, well, that's good. Use that. Jack Edwards. That's a good
one. I told you once I'd figure this out for myself.
Well, I'm letting you do it. Jack was your idea, not mine. I ain't saying nothing, just listening.
I might could just take some French words and make up a name out of them. Only trouble is I don't know hardly any French words.
Me neither. Jack's about the only one I know. I learned that from you.
About the only ones I know are Parley's Val Francis. And
what does that mean?
Oh, it means how do you do, Francis, I think.
Oh.
And the other one is we.
We? Well, that's an American word. Means me and you, us.
Not in French, you don't.
Huh?
Means yes, we, O-U-I.
O-U-I?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because they don't even know how to spell it. Somebody ought to tell them.
Wait a minute. I recollect a couple of other foreign words I run across in a magazine. Miss Emmeline told me they was French.
Well.
And I think it's just what I want for a name.
What are they?
Bon Mott.
Bon Mott?
Yes, sir. Hats by Bon Mott of Pine Ridge. From now on, Abner, that's my name. Now, don't never call me nothing else.
All right.
Just forget Mom Edwards ever existed.
Good.
Only feller you know around here is Bon Mott. You understand?
Yeah,
that?
Sure, Mr. Bon Mott. Well, howdy, Mr. Mott. How you, Bon, old boy?
I think I heard the phone ringing. You better get in there and answer.
Yeah, oh, sure. Yeah, I'll
get it. While you're in there, grab a couple of bottles of glue so I can get to work on these hats. Or never mind, I'll go with you and get it myself.
Well, here, if you're coming in here with me, Mom, you can just answer the phone.
No, you go on answer it. I've got a big inspiration for a hat here.
All right. See, right now, that hat business is going to get him out of work. Hello, jot him down, store. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Oh, yes, Mom, how are you today? No, only feller around here is just me and Mr. Bon Mott.
That's the time, Abner.
Bon Mott. He's a hat maker.
French.
Oh, I see. Well, you better talk to Mr. Mott.
With doodad.
Well, if you don't want to, you don't have to, I don't reckon. Well, all right. Well, that's too bad. Goodbye.
Yeah, that name sounds good, Abner. Who is that you're talking to?
Oh, Miss Emmeline.
Miss Emmeline?
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute here. What does she want?
Why, she said Frank Foster's over at the schoolhouse asking her to go to the pig roast, and she wanted to know first if you was going to ask her, because she'd rather go with you, but long as you wasn't here, why, she's going on with him.
Abner, you idiot, why didn't you let me talk to her?
Well, you told me that from now on. Hey, wait a minute, Bon Mott, put down that baseball bat now.
Well, it looks as though the Bon Mott of Pine Ridge is beginning to have his troubles already. So be sure to join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Now, have you ever arrived home late at night after a long weekend trip in your car, sneezing and sniffling from the first signs of a summer cold? Well, believe me, that's another time you'll be glad you bought that extra package of Alka-Seltzer. You see, Alka-Seltzer can give extra fast relief from the discomforts of a summer cold because its extra effective, dependable analgesic sodium acetyl salicylate helps relieve that headachy, feverish feeling. Extra pleasant, refreshing Alka-Seltzer offers you extra value because it's good not only for colds but also for headaches and the muscular fatigue that often takes the joy out of your weekend trips. So next time, be doubly sure of getting all these extra benefits by buying an extra package of Alka-Seltzer from your druggist before your weekend begins. Yes, buy two packages instead of one. And when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. Remember, carry an extra package in your car, and when you need it, there you are.